CEO of Sun Country Airlines. He is on the other end of our line. Stan, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very good. I've always thought it was pretty important for our airport here in Lansing to be able to fly to Washington, D.C., and because of your company, those flights are going to continue, and I know you've got to be pleased about that.
Well, I am. And first of all, I want to thank the traveling public and the Michigan congressional delegation and the business community for all of their effort to help us retain these important air slots in order to serve Washington, D.C. We couldn't have done it without the community support, and I just want to thank everyone for all the letters that they sent in and the calls that they made to make this happen.
All right. Nonstop Lansing to Washington. You got to love it.
Every day, these 7 days a week, and it's an important market from Lansing to Washington. As you know, the state capital there in Michigan, there's a lot of business which is done in D.C. and vice versa. And, you know, the flight actually starts in Minneapolis, and we found that there's quite a bit of business that's done and traveling between Minneapolis and St. Paul here in Minnesota, as well as Lansing, Michigan. So this was really the right decision on the part of the government, and we are glad and very happy that they came to the decision that they did to allow us to continue serving.
Stan, you had to wait for the government to give new takeoff and landing rights. How does that work?
Well, in these airports, specifically Washington, D.C. and the New York area airports, they're capacity controlled as a result of their traffic capacity. And so the federal government creates takeoff and landing times, and you'll hear airlines refer to these as slot pairs. Really what it is it's an arrival time into the airport, departure time, and that's how they are able to manage air traffic control. They're very difficult to come by, and we were extremely fortunate last year to obtain a pair of slots in order to serve Washington from Lansing. And when the appeals court ruled against the Department of Transportation's decision to award those slots to Sun Country, that was a significant setback, and we were very concerned that we were not going to be able to serve the market anymore.
Why did they make that denial?
Well, it had to do with a procedural issue related to the Department of Transportation's handling of the slots that were with a predecessor airline. So it had nothing to do at all with Sun Country Airlines and our application. In fact, the criteria under the law by which the slots were granted originally was satisfied, and that being we were a new entrant carrier, we were going to lower fares in the market, we were going to bring economic benefit to the community. All of that was still operative. What the appeals court found, and this was as a result of a suit that was brought against the Department of Transportation by the airline which lost the slots, was in the manner in which, or under the regulation in which the department took those slots back. And so that is what was at issue, and we were totally independent of that. And I really can't comment on the legal basis for the way they did it or didn't do it. But the reasons that they gave the slots to Sun Country were still valid, and it just would not have made any sense at all to reverse the assignment of those slots to Sun Country. We've achieved everything and more in terms of what we stated we would accomplish, and that is a significant reduction in airfares between Lansing and Washington, D.C., as well as stimulating traffic at Capital Region International Airport. And so, as I said, they made the right decision by granting these slots and allowing us to continue the service, and we're happy for that.
So the flights originate in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, come to the Lansing Capital Region International Airport, and then from there straight into Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. How long of a cab ride is downtown D.C. to from Reagan?
Well, it's actually quite convenient. In fact, when I go there, I usually just hop on the metro, which is the the subway in D.C. There's a station right there at Reagan National Airport, and you're on the mall there in Washington in about 15 minutes. So it's pretty convenient, as opposed to serving either Baltimore, which is not Lyon Airport, or even Washington Dulles Airport. And I also want to mention, Tony, that we offer two classes of service on the aircraft, both first class and economy, and our upgrade fares, or actually our upgrade fees, are phenomenally low. So if people want to try a great first class product, they ought to check it out.
All right, Stan, before I let you go, I'm not going to complain to you about gas prices, because I would imagine your credit card bill is a lot bigger than mine. How's gas affecting your business?
Well, fuel is our greatest single line item of expense. It's about 41% of our total operating expenses. And we're currently paying about $3.55 a gallon, which is about a dollar more per gallon year over year versus what we were paying this time last year. And it's quite expensive. We are not able to pass all that on to customers because at a certain point, customers will change their travel plans. And discretionary travel certainly is sensitive to that. So we try and mitigate that by keeping our costs low and stimulating demand and driving volume. And we've had very great support from the Lansing area as well as Mid-Michigan, and we want to continue offering the great air service that we provide.
Stan Gaddick is the president and CEO of Sun Country Airlines. Sir, the next time you're in Lansing, we'd love for you to come in studio. We'd like to talk about your business and just flight and gasoline prices and doing business in general. So the next time you're in town, you have an open invitation.
That sounds great. Thanks, Tony.